This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Vision.
The next idea.
People mean very different things whenever they talk about innovation.
Bet it is not too hard for you to think of words that are used so much that instead of summoning up a powerful image, they trigger a bored eye roll. One such word is something that is a very key part of the next idea, the word innovation. When did we start to use and then overuse this word? And what is going on when a word or phrase gets used and used and used? Let's turn now to Michigan Radio's resident linguist, Anne Curzan. She's a University of Michigan English professor, and she co-hosts That's What They Say with Verena Miller right here on Michigan Radio. Where did this word innovation come from?
The word's been in the language for a few hundred years. It comes in from Latin. The noun innovation comes in mid-16th century, and the verb innovate comes in right around the same time. So it's not new, but it is newly popular.
Yes, because that's the thing, Anne. I don't remember hearing it used very much. I'm a baby boomer, so as I was growing up, I didn't really hear it. Yeah, I knew what innovate meant, but it was not used the way it is today.
This is true, but I think that the rise in use is earlier than people think it is.
Okay.
I was doing a little searching online and found some complaints about innovate, innovate, everybody's innovating. And one of them said, I never heard this before 2004. It was wonderfully specific about
wow. You know, that
2004 is where it started. I decided, let me go investigate and see if 2004 is actually when this thing started. I went to two different places. One is Google Books, where you can search these millions and millions of books. And I searched American English. And what it shows is that in the 20th century, we do see a dramatic rise in the use of the word innovation. But in that database, the rise is in the 1960s and 1970s.
During the space race and...
Right. So, and innovation is often connected with technology.
Yeah.
I then went and looked at a database called the Corpus of Historical American English, and it shows a slightly different date. It has the word innovation rising pretty dramatically in the 1990s and then holding steady in the 2000s. But still, it's predating. It's not 2004. Linguists would call this, and I love this, they call this the recency illusion, which is that many of us, when we start noticing it, we decide that must be when it started. But often changes in the language started before that. It's just that we didn't notice them before.
Interesting. Well, when it's used correctly, that word innovation means so much. And for companies and universities and entrepreneurs and inventors, it really means everything. But that word is so overused, it's kind of hard not to roll your eyes when you hear one more person talking about leaders of innovation or innovative this or innovative that or we have to innovate. And it seems like when you use that word now, you almost have to qualify it by saying, well, this is how something is innovative. What's going on here?
Well, here's a question for you. What do you want the word innovation to mean?
I would say when I use it, I want it to represent an idea or a development that is new, groundbreaking. So I guess I'm trying to sum up the crux of whatever it is.
So it sounds like you want it to not just be new, but to be more radically new.
Yes.
More cutting edge.
Yes,
new.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
I think I kind of wanted to do that too. Yeah. But as I looked at the history of the word, what it means and actually what most standard dictionaries define it to mean is just something that's new, an idea, a method that's new, or the introduction of something new. It doesn't say it has to be radically new. It just says it has to be new. And I looked at some quotes from the 19th century. And you see it used, I think, in this weaker sense where people will say, this person clings to habit, they resist innovation. And there I think they're really just saying they resist new things, not necessarily the cutting edge, but just anything that's new. You find quotes that talk about, for example, a bill is an innovation. I don't think we think about that as cutting edge. It's just new.
So are we trying to pour too much on poor little innovation, that little word?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I think we want innovation to be radical innovation. And you're right that you will now see it modified some with things like radical or disruptive innovation, I think is kind of a buzzword now, where people are trying to make it stronger. Now, it is true. Any word that we use a lot will get weaker over time. And I wonder if part of the concern is that maybe innovation sometimes isn't even new. Right?
Okay.
That might be part of it, is that people are saying this thing's innovative, this is an innovation, when it's not even really new, it's just kind of interesting. And that wouldn't surprise me, because this is something that happens in language, is that words weaken sometimes if we use them a lot.
Well, we see this. I mean, buzzwords or advertising ideas where they're trying to maybe invest some. So it sounds like they're trying to invest whatever it is with a little more oomph than maybe it deserves by throwing in that word.
Yeah, and we have nice historical examples. One that people are concerned about is the word unique, which you now see used a lot, which historically meant one of a kind. You can see its etymology in the word itself, in unique. And now often it refers to something that isn't one of a kind. It's just remarkable. It's just unusual. But are there more things like it? Yeah, probably.
How about cutting edge?
I think cutting edge, the concern around cutting edge is much like innovation, that cutting edge may be weakening so that it's just something that's new, but maybe not pioneering. It's just new.
Again, overused. And you hear it a lot in business memos, and books will come out and suddenly everybody pounces on whatever the phrase du jour is.
Yes.
And uses it to death.
Yeah. And there's John McWhorter has made the analogy that language can be like fashion. And I think that's really useful to think, you know, we'll start to see with fashion a lot of people wearing something and we think, maybe I want to wear that because that's what everybody else is wearing. And words can work the same way, that you hear everybody else using it. And often, in this case, even unconsciously, you just pick it up. It just becomes part of your vocabulary, too.
Do you think there's a word that might be a candidate to take over from poor, tired little innovation?
I don't. But if someone's got a great idea, I think they should let us know.
We would love that. We would love that. What eventually happens then to this word innovation, a word like it? I love your analogy to fashion. So do we eventually consign it to the back of the closet and forget about it?
Yeah, each word's going to have a different pattern. Some of them fade. I doubt innovation will fade. I think it will sit there meaning new things, but probably not radically new unless you specify that this innovation is not just cutting edge. It's disruptive and radical and otherwise breaking new ground.
University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Always love talking language with you. Thank you for being part of The Next Idea.
Pleasure to be here.
And if you've got any ideas for a word that could take over for innovation, just let us know in the comments at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.